Again, Shmoyne Shvatzim Amur, Torah, Atzad Ma'achayu Ben Chai. Because these eight Shvatzim that we just enumerated in the Pasuk are the Shvatzim that Rishonim say are trapped for a normal reason, for a good reason, for a productive reason. But all other Shvatzim, Zogin Rishonim, the reason why you catch them is just to prevent harm, and therefore you're going to be put. And the reason why Achayu Ben Chai, so we're going to see in the Gemara, the reason why these Shmei Nishratzim are special, that if you're Chayil Ben Yechayiv, is because in order to be Chayiv for a bruise, there has to be skin on the nature of the bruise. And if there's no skin on the bruise, then it's like you smack a person in the face, he gets red for a second, the blood goes right back in. The only time you're going to be Chayiv for a bruise, if the bruise pulls out. And the only time it's going to pull out is if there's skin. If there's skin, it's going to get trapped in the skin. But if there's no skin, it's not going to get trapped in the skin. And therefore, you will not be chayav for chabur. Now, what's the time for chabur? Why are you chayav for chabur on Shabbos? So three shittas Rishayim. Rashi brings two shittas. Rashi says either because of netilas neshama. Because just like your sheikhet is the tilas neshama, you're killing something. Killing something is the isra on Shabbos, one of the lametas b'lachas. So when you take out blood, in essence, in that space, in that place, the blood that comes out of that place is called the tilas neshama. Of that particular spat, is the tilas neshama of that particular spat when blood comes out. That's Rashi's one pshat. Rashi's second pshat is because it's severe. Because you're coloring the skin. Before it was black, and now it's red. So you're calling the skin severe. And obviously, Rishayim speak out that you have to want that dye for whatever reason. Maybe you want it. Maybe you want it, I don't know why you would want a colorful sheret, but it's only talking about a case where you want it colorful. The Rambam learns it's also mefarik. It's like taking out, it's like dust, like taking out something, a kernel from a wheat from a kernel. So to taking out blood from its place, that's also called that's the malach al chaval. Other three pshat. So the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying over here, only the shuratzim that have skin, those are the shuratzim that are going to be chayav achayval, and those only the shuratzim that are enumerated in the Torah, the shmeni shuratzim, those are the shuratzim that have skin, and that's why you chayav. B'shach shkatzim imasim achil ben pater. All other creepy kuralis, then achil ben pater, hatzad l'tzer chayav. But so chayv ben pater, like we explained, because it doesn't have skin. At sudden, if you capture them, it's a chay. Shleil tzarich pater. If you're doing it for a reason, for your a productive purpose, then you're chay. But if you're not doing it for productive purpose, then you're pater, because the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, because Malach Hashem Yitzchak Ruguf, we're going to see the Shem Shimon, and all Malach Hashem Yitzchak Ruguf is pat. Chayv oif shabir shusay. A new idea, a chayev oif, a shebeshuse means in your domain. You have a dog in your domain. So if, what happens if you catch your dog on your property? It says Gemara tzadon pater. If you catch them, you're pater, because they're under your domain. They're already considered to some extent trapped. And if you chayev ben chayev, obviously because they have the skin and therefore you'll be chayev. Says Gemara, midik tani achil ben chayiv. From the fact that it says achil ben chayiv, mechlal this luar, like we explained, because the only shratzim the chayiv for puncturing on Shabbos is the ones that have art. So mechlal this luar. So now there's machlokes in chulin. There's three way machlokes in chulin. The halach is like this. We said the halach is that usually what happens is there's three parts of a behemah. There's the meat, which when it comes in a vela, it becomes tummy. The meat, the basar. Then there's the horns and the hooves. That even by an avela, the horns and hooves don't become tummy, because they're not part of the behemah. It's the hard. It's not part of the sit. It's not the essence of the behemah. It's not going to become tummy. Now, what's with the skin? Is that like the horns and the hooves, or is that like the basar? So there's a three-way machlikas in the Gemara in the chul. Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri says, all shmei neshuatim, their skin are not metame, because they're hard. Their urisayin is not kivsaran. Knows their skin is separate from their basar, and therefore for that skin, you will be it won't become tame. That she does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui holds. The Rabbanon hold that we mentioned before. There's two psukim. There's pasuk chavtes and pasuk lamed. The ones in pasuk chavtes. The ones in pasuk chavtes, the skins are separate. Their skins are separate from their bus, and therefore the skins will not become tummy. The ones in the next pasuk lamed, they will be their ur is like their skin, and they will become tummy. And we'll learn that at the end of the Gemara. And the Rabbi Yehuda has a third shita. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. You have to feel the skin. If it's hard skin, then it won't be included. If it's soft skin, it will be included with the basa. That's the three machlekes and chul. That's what we're going to be talking about now for a couple of minutes. It says the Gemara. Midik tani achayil ben chayev mechlal desluar man tana. Now it sounds like all eight shrutzim have ar man tana. Who's that tana who holds that shrutzim? These eight shrutzim have ar. Amashmol Rabbi Yochanan Nuri detnan Rabbi Yochanan Nuri oimer shmeinu shrutzim yesh lanayis. Like we just explained, that he holds all eight shrutzim have ar, have skin, and because all eight shrutzim have skin, therefore you'll be chayev v'chayevul, and therefore they won't be metama. Rabba v'rab hunama rab afilu teim rabbanan. You could say it stems with the Shittas Rabban also that they split up the Shratzim. They say some Shratzim are Tommy, some Shratzim are not Tommy, the R. Aye. So why you chayv a chayvel? It's ad kan loy pligi Rabban al edre b'yech men nuri el yin tomo d'ksiv eila tamei el lechem. The Rabbi Yishevi saying concern. Avalin Shabbos afil Rabban al meidu. And I was more saying like this. What's the reasoning behind the fact that you chayv a chayvel ben? The reason why you chayv a chayvel ben? It's because the skin is considered a separate entity, and it's the skin is and therefore you chayev because it has skin. So the reason why the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and they say only some of them are tame and some of them are not, is not because they hold that they don't have skin. All Shmeinu Shvatim have skin, exactly like the Rabbanan. They all have thick skin. But the chiluk is that it says like this: because in we have pasuk chavtes, pasuk lam, pasuk lamed aleph. Because in pasuk lamed aleph it says, after it enumerates all eight shrutzim, it says eila hatmeim lachem. So the Gemara says it says like this. There's two diukim over here. It says eila, sounds like just like these, and then it says hatmeim, which sounds like a ribay. Hatmeim, the whole thing should become tamim. But Eila sounds like a miyat. Says Gemara, when it says Eila to be mimayat, it's only be mimayat last pasuk, which is the last couple, the last four. Well, it happens to be three, but it happens to be five. But the Rishonim take it. The Gemara with their changes, one puts it into the other pasuk. But it's only going. The Eila is only going on the last pasuk. And because it's only going on the last pasuk, like that's the Gabi Tuma, it's only going on the last pasuk. But in reality, the thickness of the skin, all eight shrots may have the thickness of the skin, but it's only the last pasuk that is going to become, that is not going to become tame, because there's a riba hat tameim, which is only going on the second pasuk. But be yisoydai, the metzias is that they all have the same skin, and therefore, even Rabbanan, who argue in Rabbanan, Menuri, Gabi Tuma, the Gabi, the metzias of Ar, they all have Ar, and it was a special meat, like Gabi Tuma. Frek the Gemara, Olinian Shabbos lepligi. You're telling me that the whole machleg is legabi tuma, not legabi Shabbos. And knows everyone's masculine, they have thick skin. But Tanya, Hatzod Echad Mishmeinu Shvatz Mamur B'Teira, Hachil Ben Chay, Devir Biyachem Benuri. If someone, so it's, this machleg is clearly Gabi Shabbos. It says Hatzod Echad Mishmeinu Shvatz Mamur B'Teira, Hachil Ben Chay, clearly Gabi Chayvul, Gabi Chavala, and Biyachem Benuri V'Cham Maimim. I'm sorry, Divya Biyachem Benuri. V'Cham Maimim Ein Ar Ella. The only time you chayef a skin is, the only time you chayef a chavala is lema shemanu chacham. The ones that the chacham enumerated in chulin that say that elu ayrisayin kivsara, that the skin is like the basar. So now the Gemara right away has a problem with this, because what Rabbanan just said is that the only skins that Yechayef Chavala is the one then Chulin that the Chacham mentioned that their Ur is like their Vasa. That means they don't have Ur. So if you don't have Ur, that's not a reason to be Chayef Chavala. If you don't have Ur, that's a reason to be Patan Chavala. And Lamash Manu Chacham is the ones that don't have Ur. So how could you say, how could Rabbanan say Yechayef for the ones that don't have Ur? The Chayef Akar, you only Chayef for the ones that do have Ur, like we explained. In fact, the ones that the Chum enumerated, that's the ones that don't have Aron, that's the ones that should be Potter. Why are the Chum saying in those cases you're a Chayev? So now Rabbi just changed that. V'amar Abaya, Hachi Kamar. Rabbi just changed the Braisa. Ein ar chalak mi basar el mashal loy manu chacham. What Vechem Benuri meant to say, what the Chum changed the Mishnah to say, that the only times, no, instead of, he just said, instead of saying l'masha manu chacham, he changed it l'masha ein shaloi manu chacham, which means that the Chum enumerated in Chulin is the ones that are oryo is kiv saran, that the skins are like their or. And only the, and those talk are not chayev chabal. Which ones are you chayev chabal? That ones that do have skin. Which ones have skins? The one that the Chum said loymanu chacham. The ones the Chum did not enumerate. Only those have skin, and those are the ones that you chayev chabur. That's the first four. The Gemara in Chulin puts one into the pasuk. It's the first four. The first four. Says the Gemara. Oh, so bottom line, but now we just changed, we just made the Braisa understandable. But bottom line, what it says in this Braisa is that the Chacham hold, even Lagabi, not only Lagabi Tumah, the skins are not separate from the body, it's also Lagabi Shabbos, the Gemara says Machlekes. Rav wanted to say Lagabi Shabbos, not a Machlekes, everyone's masking, you have thick skins. Over here it says clearly, oh, Braisa Lagabi Chabura, and it's still Machlekes, Rabbon and Rabbiachim Benuri. Zokti Gemara, Amalei Rava. So Rava answered like this. Halamash Manu Chacham Kamar. I'm sorry. So Amalei Rava. So Rava said. Anyway, Rava anyway has a problem with Abaye. Abaye said. Abaye, we just saw Abaye tweak the Braisa. Instead of saying Lamash Manu Chacham, he said Lamash Loi Manu Chacham, and that's how he answered to say that Lamash Loi Manu Chacham, their or is not like their basar, and therefore those are the ones that you chayev chabur. But how could, for the Rava, how could you do that? The Braisa says it's clearly Masha Manu Chacham, and you're changing it to Loi Manu Chacham. You can't do that. You can't just, so you can't make such, the Braisa wouldn't make such a mistake. Rashi explains, the Braisa, even though we change Braises, but the Braisa wouldn't go 180. From Lamasha Manu Chacham to Loi Manu Chacham, that the Braisa wouldn't make a mistake. And therefore you can't change that, Dr. Rava. So what's Rava going to do? Elam Rava Hachikamah. In order to understand the Braisa, because it's not understandable the way we have it, is El Amirava Hachikamer. In Or Metamek Abaser El Mashamanu Chachamim. So instead of saying, before we were saying In Or Metamek Abaser, I'm sorry, before we were saying Lagabi Shabbos. Lagabi Shabbos ain't our matamik, ain't our kabasa. Now we're going to say, no, we're going to change from Shabbos to Tumah. You thought we were talking about Shabbos before, and that's why you had a kasha on Rav, who said that on everyone's going to be masking Lagabi on Shabbos. No, we're going to be talking about Tumah. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Hachikamah. This already makes sense that when the Chum said "Ein or mitamek basar," the only times that or is like basar is l'mash manucham, is the ones that is the shvatim that the Chum enumerated. Those are the ones that the or is like the basar, but l'gabi Shabbos and Echanam. Lagabi Shabbos, like Rav said, the Rabbanon will be masking to Rabbi Yechon Manuri that the Or is not like the Basar because they do have thick skins and therefore they will be Chayv and Chabura. So now that's a good teretz to Rav, who holds that Lagabi Shabbos, everyone is masking that it has thick skin and therefore you'll be Chayv. Now, Fek to Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to ask a Lashon Shaila. It sounds like this. It sounds Mechlal Tabiach Manuri Hanach Nami Dlay Manukham Tamin. The way we have the Braisa, the way Rav explained the Braisa, it says like this. Ein Or Metamek Abasa El Ol Mashachan Manu Chacham. Sounding like the Rabbanon who preceded the Rabbi Yechon Manuri who preceded the Chachamim are saying they hold everything's Or Kabasa. They hold everything the Or is like the skin. Lagabi Toma. And Rechem Manuri and the Chum come and say, no, you should know, it's only the ones Manu Chacham. But if anything, Fakir, the Rechem Manuri is the one who holds that all the skins are not like the Basar. So how could the Chum, after Rechem Manuri say, oh, Ein Or Metamek Basar, Elo Masar Shemanu Chacham. It sounds like they're minimizing. Fakir, they're maximizing. Says the Gemara. How could you say Rabbi Yechon Manuri? You're insinuating that Rabbi Yechon Manuri holds that all of them are in our kibasa. I'm sorry, it's Arkabasa. Fact Marva, Ktani Bihmanuri, Omer Khesh Shwatsim Yashlan Iris, Vlay Matam. It says clearly Bihmanuri holds all eight of them are Iris Lav Kivsar. Says the Gemara, Amr of Adabar Masna, Tritzach. Take out the word Ella. Your whole problem, because it says Ella sounds like they're minimizing from the Rabbi Yechon Menuri. Take out Ella, and then we're fine. Frak the Gemara. So now we're coming out at this point that the Chamim and Rabbi Yechon Menuri hold Lagabi Tumetz Machlekes. Like we said, like the Machlekes had to learn the Pesukim, but Lagabi Shabbos, everyone's maskman has thick skin, and because it has thick skin, therefore you'll be chayef chabura on all eight shrotzim l'kuliyam. Says the Gemara, "Vakatil in Shabbos le'pligi." You're telling me Lagabi Shabbos, there's no machlekes, and everyone holds it has thick skins, and therefore everyone holds you'll be chayef. Vatanya, it says in the Braisa, "Hatzot echad michas shrotzim amurim b'teira ha'chayvul ben chayef." If you're a tzad, any of the eight shrotzim that are said in the Torah, hachayvul ben chayv. If you are a chayvul in them, you are a chayv. B'shrotzim shiyash loim oiris. Only the shrotzim that have oiris. Ve'ezu chaburu she'ini chazaris. Now the Braisa just goes on a little tangent. Ve'ezu chaburu she'ini chazaris. You should know the only type of chabura that you'll be chayv on is if it's a chabura that doesn't come back. In other words, like we said before, if it doesn't have skin, then the blood goes out, goes right back in. The only time it's gonna come out and not go back in instead of has skin. So ve'ezu chabura she'ini chazaris. Nitzra hadam afu pishliyata. If the blood pulls up under the skin, but it doesn't, even though it doesn't come out of the skin, it's still called chabura because it pulls up once. It makes a black blue mark, so to speak. It pulls up under the skin. Then already yichayef chabura. That's Shitas Chacham. So it sounds like some of them yes, some of them not. Because the Tanakhama said, from the Ches Shrotzim that you chayv ben, the ones that have or, those are the ones that you be chayv on Shabbos. Which insinuates that some are and some are not. All Ches Shrotzim have or. All Ches Shrotzim have skin. So it says over here, it says clearly over here, Lagabi Shabbos again, we have a machlekes, if all eight shrotzim have skin, Lagabi Chabura. So how could you tell me everyone's masking, the whole machlekes is Lagabi Tumma, but everyone's masking Lagabi Shabbos? It says clearly over here that everyone's masking, that, I'm sorry, it says clearly over here there's machlekes Lagabi Shabbos, if all eight shrotzim have skin or not, in order to be Chayef Chabura. Says Gemara, Mavashi man Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, Dazel Pasuk Gishta. Like we started off after the Mishnah, we explained there's a three-way machlekes, and we said that until now we're talking about Rabbi Yechon Menuri and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds all eight shrotzim matamim. Rabbi Yechon Menuri, we said we're told in the first pasuk or the second pasuk. And they hold B'Yisoydi on Shabbos and Echanami, the Ur is not like the Basar. And they'll be masking the Rabbi Yechon Menuri. What's this mandamah that we just saw there on the Braisa that it sounds like there are some shrotzim that are tame and some shrotzim are not tame? That's a third shita. That's a Yehuda shita. Who he says you have to look on a very practical level. What is which ones have thick skin? Which ones don't have thick skin? Nothing to do with psukim, nothing to do with drushes. It depends on a practical level. If it has thick skin, then it's not, then it has ar. If it doesn't have thick skin, then it doesn't have ar, and that's what it's talian. So that's this last braisa that said that it's totally if it has skin or not. But in a chanami, like Rav started the sugya, that Sari Bicha Benuri and Rabban Lagabi Shabbos on maskim, that it has or and therefore you'll be chayav. Says Gemara. Ditnan, and I'll bring you a raya, that Rabbi Yehuda goes buster the skin. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, halta kecholda. Now halta is in the second pasuk. Cholda is in the first pasuk. So if he says he points out one of them in the first pasuk, one of them in the second pasuk, and he says they're both Yisayin Kivsara. Now if he takes one from the one pasuk and one from the other pasuk, what's the pshat on that? He obviously doesn't dash in the Chum's drasha. So what's the pshat? Elamai, because he goes well on a practical level. Does it have skin or does it not have skin? And that's how he knows to be mechayev, and that's his new idea. So therefore, according to him, Taka, it won't make a difference. It depends on a thick skin or a small skin. That's why he says haltaka cholim, because they both happen. They have full skin, thick skin. Says the Gemara. The pligil leather biyechon, but the rabbanon who argue in the biyechonon, like we said, because of the psukim, lenyin tumah, because he has psukim, lenyin Shabbos may dulei. Well, the Gabi Shabbos is masking that it has thick skin, and therefore he will be chayev chabura even according to rabbanon. Frakti Gemara, yachi. Now, in the brace that we just had, the brace said, if biyechon menuri, oim ches shrotzim yeshlam oiris, and therefore achil ben chayev. If it's true what you're saying, that the Rabbon are masking to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, that they have thick skin, and therefore they'll be chayev, yachi hai divi Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, divi Rabbi Yechon machlekes mi bayalei. You can't just say this is Rabbi Yechon ben Uri shita. Even we just explained that even the Rabbon are masking to the shita. Even the Rabbon are masking to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri legabi Shabbos, that you chayev v'chabala. In fact, you should say not only Rabbi Yechon ben Uri and his machlokes, and all the Rabbanan also mask him to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Says Gemara Echanami, no big deal. Tani Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, who machlokusai? So sticking to the brace of machlokusai, and therefore we'll come out. And now we're coming out. And this is the end of this little sugya that the Rabbanan taka hold. Lagabi Tumah, there's going to be a three-way machlokes. Lagabi Tumah, we have machlokes that Rabbi Yechon ben Uri holds all cheshratzim that are enumerated in the pasuk are. Iris is separate from the skin, from the basar. Iris are not metame. The Rabbanan hold that it depends. The first pasuk is not metame, and the second pasuk is metame. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Lagabi Shabbos, they'll be masking to the Rabbanan because they hold the metzias says that it has skin. The third sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it all goes. There's nothing to a psukim. It's all on a practical level. Say Lagabi Tumah, say Lagabi Shabbos. If it has thick skin, then it's considered skin. If it doesn't have thick skin, it's not considered skin. Okay. Says the Gemara. We said a second ago that what? I'm sorry. What time is Shachris?
5:02.
10:02. Okay. 52. Okay. Says the Gemara. Boy minay Levi mirabi. Minayin lechabura sheni chazaras. We just mentioned that in order to be chayav chabura, the blood has to go back into the. If it goes back into the capillaries, then you're going to be potter. The only time you're going to be chayiv if it has skin, and therefore it pulls under the skin. There's room for it to go out and it pulls under the skin, and only then you'll be chayiv. So how do you know you're only chayiv chabura if it doesn't go back? But if it goes back, you'll be potter. The ksiv. It says a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hayahapoich kushi ayri. Does a black person? Could a black person change his skin color to white? The number of could a leopard change his spats? A black is black and a leopard is a leopard. You can't change it. Says the Gemara Dash is like this. So the pasuk shal chaburisa means the spats. Says the Gemara. Mechaburisa. Ilay medikoy rik me. If the pasuk is saying that the spats always stay. Once a leopard has spats, it never changes the spats. Then, it should have said the proper way of saying this would have been the leopard doesn't change its gvani, its colors. That would be the right way of saying it. Says the Gemara like this. Elamai, with the pasuk is coming to say a drash. Ela kikushi. The leopard is like. That what we're saying is we're saying now is like a black person. Just like a black person's skin doesn't change. Af chabura in chazeres. Chabibroisov would change. We're dashing chabibroisov to mean a literal chabura, a wound, and with teaching number. Rashi explains number is lashon tamura, change. So just like a kushi, a black person doesn't change its skin, so to a chabura, in order to be considered a proper chabura, it has to be able not to be chazeres, not to go back, the blood shouldn't go back, and shouldn't, if the chabura doesn't stay, just like a black person doesn't change, so too if a chabura doesn't stay, like a black person, it's not considered chabura, and therefore you won't be chayiv on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Vayit. So we learned in the Mishnah that Sharish Gatzim, Vermasim, any other creepy quarrelies besides the Shemayin Hashvatzim, Hachilu Ben Pater, Hatzadun Tzer Chayev Shleil Tzer Pater, says the Gemara. Ha Hargen Chayev. It says Shleil Tzer. You are Pater, says the Gemara, but if you kill them, you're Chayev. Mantana. Who holds that if you kill Shvatzim, you're Chayev? Says the Gemara, Amir Yimir Yerblazi, Titania. Rabbi Loza says, if you kill a sheretz, a kina, a louse on Shabbos, then you are a chayiv, just like you killed it. Everyone understands if you kill a gamel on Shabbos, you kill a camel on Shabbos, you're chayiv. So too, if you kill a kina, even a louse, you're chayiv. It doesn't matter how small it is, you're still chayiv. Mask of Lord Yosef, Atkan Lepligir Abonim. Why are you telling me it's dafka shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva? I'm sorry. Dafka Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, who says Yechayev Mask of Yosef? No, it could be that even Rabbanan who hold that again Mask of Rabbi Eliezer. I can't let to get Rabbanan led Rabbi Eliezer El Bekino to any part of Rab. The reason why the Chama Hasei by Kino Yinachayev Alas Yinachayev because it doesn't multiply. Kino the Rishenim Amazbar Kino comes from sweat. And therefore, they don't multiply. They don't make eggs. They don't multiply. And because they don't multiply, that's why the Gemara is going to have a drush later on that insects that don't multiply. You're not chayiv if you kill them on Shabbos. Now, even though the Achrenim say that the kinim lice do multiply, they do make eggs at the end of the day. But the Achrenim Masber that because it's only microscopical. So therefore, a microscopic, it's any nir la'ayin, something that's not nir la'ayin, for all halachic purposes, is not. It's not considered a multiplying. So therefore, they do multiply, but because it's only microscopical, and they're not nir la'ayin, therefore it's considered la'halacha, that they're not, only we only, because otherwise, every time we breathe, there are organisms in the air. How do we breathe? Which they also to eat organisms. Teretz says, because it's not nir la'ayin, then halachically it's not considered there at all. So therefore, these kinim don't multiply halachically, and therefore, if you kill it, you won't be chayiv. Says the Gemara. Also, so only the whole machlokes is by kina that are not multiplied, but any other insect that do multiply, even the rabbanon be maskim, if you kill them, you'll be chayiv. Then they are masking that you're chayiv if you kill them. Says Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ushneim leilamdu elam elam." Both shitas, Sarah Beliaz and Lacham, they both learn from the pasuk of elam, from the rams of the Mishkan, that they used to catch rams in order to build a Mishkan. They learn it from there. What does it say? Beliaz is sarve ke elam. Ma elam yesh bayan nitilas neshama. Just like the rams of the Mishkan, they have. If you kill them, there's nitilas neshama. They die. Af kol sheyesh ben nitilas neshama. Anything that could die, which include lice, then you're chayef on Shabbos. Why not? Rabban sarvi ke elim, ma elim de parim v'ravin. Af kol parim v'rava. It has to be like a ram that could multiply. But anything that can't multiply, then they will not be chayef if you kill them on Shabbos. So they both learn out of elim whether you're chayef or not. Says the Gemara. You're telling me that a louse is not part of a rabba, doesn't multiply. The Eibishter sits and is busy feeding every single species, whether it's the biggest species, a tall, big re'im, what a re'im is, a big, tall beast, or until the smallest insect, until the smallest Beitze kinim, eggs of lice. So if there's eggs of lice, then obviously it multiplies. Because if you have eggs, then obviously it's going to be multiplying. We say pesach zedach must be al chol chayratzay. Says the Gemara. And for the Gemara, you thought beitze kinim means the egg of lice. No, beitze kinim is a species in itself. It's not a louse and the egg of a louse. Beitze kinim is a specific species that's called beitze kinim. Mina hu demikri beitze kinim. Frak the Gemara v'atanya. Tefuye ubeitzekina. So it says again. It sounds like again that it's a separate species because it says the two things: tefuye and the beitzekina. Says more again. It doesn't. That's not. You say the same terrors. Minu demikri beitzekina. It's not an actual. It's not. We're not talking about the eggs of the kingdom. We're talking about it's a species that's called beitzekina, and therefore in Chanani, kingdom do not multiply. Frak the Gemara, very pirish, a fly, a flea. the power of Rava that multiply Vitanya had sad priest for Shabbos and Eliezer and Chayv and Yeshua paid. And we have machlokes of Eliezer and Yeshua. If something doesn't multiply, that if something multiplies, if you're Chayv and Potter, so it seemingly sounds like. So the Gemara is being medame now at this point. The Gemara thinks Sud and Hariga is the same halach, even though this is Sud. The Gemara is going to answer that in a second. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that Sud and Hariga is the same thing. And you see over here, Yeshua is Patters. So you see that the Chum arguing and Beliaz, even Lagabe things that do multiply. Says Gemara, Amar Vashi, Tzeda Hariga Karamis. You can't ask from Tzeda to Hariga. Atkan Lempligir Beliaz, Yeshua, El Demar Sava Davashem, Bimini Nitzat Chayav Masav Pat. There's a whole, Lagabe Tzeda, there's a whole different machlaikas. Lagabe Tzeda, the machlaikas is, that we had in the Mishnah that Dovah She'ein B'mini Nitzah, if something's not the normal thing to catch, are you chayav on that in Pater? That's the machlokes by a fly, because a fly is not the normal thing to catch for your purposes, and therefore that's the machlokes if you catch something that's not a normal thing to catch, that's the machlokes if you chayav a Pater. But look up here, Ariga, everyone's going to be masking me a Pater. I'm sorry, everyone's going to be masking me a chayav. Avali na Ariga, I feel like Bishu Amayit that you're chayav. Says Gemara Vayit, Hatzot Mitzor Chayav. We learned in the Mishnah that if you catch the creepy crawlies that are not one of the Shemini Tzratzim, then Letzorich Yochayev. If you do it to catch it for a productive purpose, then you're Chayev. But Shalei Letzorich, let's say it's Shalei Yishchena, then already, just to avoid it, then you'll be part. Says Gemara, Man Tana, Amir Yud, Amir Rav, Reb Shimini. This is Shittas Reb Shimon, Da'abar, Melach HaShem Tzrich Leguf for your part. Allah. Because it's a Melach HaShem, because Shalei Letzorich is considered a Melach HaShem Tzrich Leguf. Some people say that the Shittas of Shimon is going on according to another. It's going on a different price that we had in the beginning of the daf. Hamapas Mursa b'Shabbos. If someone punctures a hole in a blister on Shabbos, in lastly pair, if it's to make a window for the air to come in and out, and therefore it's like Baina and Omasak, like we saw Rashi, it's Chayim. If the only purpose is, not, you don't care about the hole, you're not trying to make a hole, you're just trying to get out the lecha, then it's part because Melach HaShem Tzrich Gufa. Man Tana, Amir Rav Reb Shimon, Yidam Melach HaShem Tzrich Gufa is part of the hole. I'm sorry? That's exactly what I'm saying. Even last Lepa should be like, here, I had a question. It tastes weird. It's a very good point. I hear maybe. He's saying that maybe only Lagabe Itza do you find such a thing because Malacha Grua. You do find it. I don't know if that's. But I hear. Look, if Itaisis is very understandable. Right? If Itaisis is and Malacha and Zuch Grua, it has to be product. It has to be like the Mishkan. Then it has to be like a window. There has to be Mitzvah Mechaz Aver. It has to be like Rashi. So some say that Rashi is also masking. Taisis argues on Rashi. The question is, does Rashi argue with Taisis? If Rashi doesn't argue with Taisis, that's good to ask to Yashav. So if you mark Ikad Masking Law, there's another opinion. Hatzad, on a different basis. Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos, the same idea. We had this before also. Imus Asik by Shalei Yishchena. If the reason why you're catching the snake is the Shalei Yishchena, so it shouldn't bite you, then it's pot. If the reason why you're catching the snake is in order to use the juice for a refua, then you chay, because that's the normal way of trapping. That's what you do. That's the purpose of trapping. Man Tana, same idea. And therefore, in this case, it'll be potter if you catch it not for its purpose, if you only catch it in order to avoid it. Amash Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amash Shmuel, Hashelik Dag Men Hayam. If you take out, now Rashi says this is, we're not talking about tzad over here. You capture this before Shabbos is ready. But if you catch, you have a fish in a net, and it's in the water. Now, if you take it out, you chayef and it deals a jami, killing the fish. Now, at what point, we know the fish flaps around, at what point do you consider the fish dead, and therefore you chayef and deals a jami? Hashelik Dag Men Hayam. Once the fish is dry, the amount of space on the fish is dry like the amount of a sela, that's how much you consider it dead for all practical purposes, even though it's flapping around, it's dead in chayef and until jam. We're talking about between its fins, but any other place in the body, not. Says Gemara, Amar Vashi, Leitem Yavish Mamish. It doesn't have to be really dry. And I feel David Riri. Even if you touch it and your hands get sticky. In other words, it's not fully wet. It's just a little. Your hands get sticky. That's enough in order to consider it dead for halakha purposes, and you'll be chayv at that point for the Shama. Amar Bar Mdui Amar Shmuel. If you stick your hand into behemoth's womb and you take out and you dislodge the embryo, then you're chayv again for the tils shama of that embryo because it can't live without the mother. My time, Amar Rabbi Amduya Asbrili. Baram Duy explained it to me. Someone takes out heaps from a thorns. You have sometimes that the thorns grow on the ground, but the growths on the thorns itself, something like mushrooms, not mushrooms, something like mushrooms, that don't grow from the ground, but they grow on, they sustain itself from the thorns. They get nutrients from the thorns itself. And therefore, if you even though you're not taking it from the ground, you're not from the ground itself. Says Gemara, I have a right over here that even if you're just taking something that from its nutrient, from spots where it gets nutrients, you also chayv. So therefore, in this case, you also chayv. Kepshuta yichayv al tais. Yeah, oikadav megdula. Yeah. Says Gemara, there are rishonim who say al tils and shama, but Kepshurashi learns al tais. Mechayv. I'm sorry, the Gemara says, some Mishnah, I think, learn in Oikim Dov Megdula, but the Gemara says, Mechayim Mishnah Oikim Dov Megdula, which is Talish. So, to over here, Yechayim Mishnah Oikim Dov Megdula, the Gemara is being right, even though it's not from the ground, you're still Chayim. Says Gemara, Omar Abaya, Hayman the Talish Pitada Meuna, if someone takes out moss from on a pitcher, then you're a Chayim. Again, Mishnah Oikim Dov Megdula, same idea, even though it's not from the ground. You see that even though if you take something from its growing spot, in some cases you're pata. Ikadav megedulay from atzah she'eni nakav, you're pata. Says mahasul lai v'hainu ribisei, hachainu ribisei. Depends. But why a flower pot that doesn't have a hole? The reason why you're pata, because it's not a normal thing for a tree to grow on something that doesn't have a hole. But these things are normal, and therefore because it's normal, it's from the place where it's growing from. It's normal, and therefore you're chayv. Ikadav megedulay. Thank you.